Hey everybody, Shane here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out in St. Louis, Missouri, on the hill, the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. Online 24/7 at gaslightstl.com. You can head over there. You can check out the beautiful recording studio and book yourself a tour if you haven't been by. It's a, like I said, top-notch recording studio attached to a bar and happens to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow. So you can get yourself some delicious tacos, some cold drinks, and hang out and watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio. It's a really unique experience and something really cool for St. Louis here. So get online, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, all details at gaslightstl.com. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location on the corner of Locust and Washington in the Zach building. You may remember that space used to be the old Plush. So head over there, check it out. They got another new location. They have a special event coming up. Splitlit Rayfield will be there doing a meet and greet signing January 13th. So mark that on your calendar. Come on over there, check out, meet Splitlit Rayfield, and check out the new location. Also, head on over to musicrecordshop.com. Shop online 24/7 and pick up all your new records. New records in store every Friday. Follow them online on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, this is Kara from Kara Louise Band, and this is the Rock Paper Podcast.
Woo!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Bumming around or down in South City, I fear there ain't much more here left for me. My eyes are tired of the things I've seen that don't mean that I wanna leave.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Kara Louise Band. Hi. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you guys want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, you go first, Scotty.
Oh, hi, Scotty. Adam.
Adam Donald.
I'm Kara.
And we're missing a couple people.
Yeah, Simon Chervitz.
Yeah.
Simon, Sean. That's it, right?
Yeah, yeah, just Simon, yeah. Sean. Yeah.
Well, Caroline.
Yeah, it's a little early.
Been singing with us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, Simon's been on three times, I think, now. So, so he's got enough. So we.
Yeah, he's
busy. I'm sure you heard enough of Simon on the podcast.
Is there enough that we can just splice some old conversation in?
Yeah.
Words are, I could just pretend to be him.
Right.
Music's good. Words are hard.
Yeah, he literally said that the other day. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try things.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to like things.
The Carol Louise band is so ecstatic about the new Illphonics record.
Not that we aren't.
Yeah. And Sean's been on with the Les Scruff podcast, so Les Gruff and the Billy Goat. So that was so both those guys have made appearances with their other projects. So
cool,
yeah. But yeah, anyway, I know I've been following the group for a little while now, and I thought it'd be fun to hang out and talk some tunes. We've got a couple big shows coming up. We've got a new record in the works and all kinds of
you
things.
Do.
So figured it's a good time to hang out. So,
absolutely.
But let's, I don't know a lot of the backstory stuff, though. I don't know a lot of how this all got rolling. So,
sure.
When do you find, your songwriting and stuff, and when's all this get rolling for you?
Well, songwriting, I feel like I've been doing forever, but we started in 2013, right?
I think so.
I think it was 2013. No, maybe 2012.
Yeah.
But that was before Scotty's time. He wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. BCS.
But we had a whole different crew than what we have now. But just started really with Adam and I playing together, and then having friends play with us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who was in that first band?
We've gone through
a lot of different
members.
Players. Yeah, Kellen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Kellen played bass, Max on the drums, Nick.
Nick playing mandolin.
I think that was just
that
it.
Was
that
it.
Was it in the beginning. And then
that was it.
Mm-hmm. We've practiced at Alma, our place on Alma. Holly Hills.
In a dank basement.
A what basement?
Dank, wet, and dark.
Oh, yeah.
I think
very descriptive, Adam.
That's. I feel like that's quite common among St. Louis musician bands and stuff, because there's so many of these bands that share members. You know, like there's everybody's playing in all kinds of different projects around
definitely.
Town. So a lot of people kind of come and go throughout lineups over the years and stuff. So
yeah, you kind of find where you fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we found a good fit. I don't know, but yeah, so it's been like what, 4 years? Can I do math?
4 years maybe. I think we've been playing for about 4 years. I think that's a good
we'll say that.
I think that's a good guess.
All right.
round up. Yeah,
there you go.
Make yourself sound more experienced.
Yeah, been doing this for 14 years.
I know, jeez.
Let me tell you.
So you've been writing before in this, and then you just realize I have some of these songs and time to put a band together? Or?
I mean, I've always performed in since I was 2 years old and stuff, so
really?
Yeah, just around my house and things like that. And then I've always written too and been really interested in writing and reading. And
sure.
So,
yeah,
I had written some stuff, mainly poems and things like that, and then when Adam had his band Solos Under, that's whenever I started kind of singing with him. No, well, I guess I really started singing with Ashley. like at least out in St. Louis and stuff. And then, yeah, we like played some songs together. And
so we have so the band. So what was the EP came out? What was that?
Probably 2012 or 13.
Okay.
The very first one.
So yeah.
Well, you guys, so you guys weren't together too terribly long, and then put out the EP then, huh?
Yeah, that actually happened pretty quick.
So fast, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. That's I was actually jamming that on the way over, listening on Spotify, and then Here We Go, Honey, like, gets stuck in my head, and like that, and then like, I don't know, it's funny with like that, I don't know, like then it, all of a sudden like you can start like singing anything and like that kind of that you know, just
that cadence,
yeah, right, just so, so yeah, just everything starts going that like I was just like you know, so it kind of gets that, it's a good hook, you know, it gets stuck in your head and you know, so you just start talking like that and and like the chorus. So.
Yeah, we've totally done that.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Gotta do my laundry. Yeah. 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 Gotta whatever. Do it again. Yeah.
Whatever yeah. you can think of.
Yeah.
So
I usually end up singing about Edie.
Oh yeah.
Here we go, Edie.
Yeah. She's the best friend.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fair to the listeners to mention that there's two dogs.
Right.
Present.
There's one and a half dogs.
There's one and a half dogs,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
According to Ron Swanson, they don't exist. They don't matter.
Oh, yeah. What is it? A dog under 25 pounds?
It's just a cat. Cats, cats don't matter.
Yeah, cats like that. Don't matter.
Yeah. He was just here, wasn't he?
Who was?
Nick
Offerman.
Yeah,
oh, what?
Yeah,
seriously?
Oh, man.
How did I miss that one?
Oh, that would have been good.
He performed at some like union hall kind of thing or something. Like it was with his book. He's got a new book out. And
Paddle Your Own Canoe. Was it that one, or does he have a new one out?
I'm not.
That's the. I think that's his only.
That's his only one. He had that Netflix special, and I think he plugged that too. Yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, I think it would have been fun to hang with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah, his wife is hilarious, too.
Megan Mullally?
I think
isn't her name Karen?
Unwilling Grace. Yeah, totally. I was just watching Party Down the other day, and she's in the second season of that. She replaces...
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's a great show. What's her name? She hosts that Hollywood game. That
no, app. I know who's in it. Jane Lynch.
Yeah. She replaces Jane Lynch in the second season. But yeah, oh my God, she's hilarious. Yeah. This has just turned into a...
Comedy podcast. Well, that's Gotham. What we wanted.
Yeah, right? Let me tell you about this one time Zach Galifianakis challenged a heckler.
I mean, it's wouldn't be the first time. I mean, there's a lot of times these derail pretty quickly, and we end up talking about everything else. But you know, it's all fun. It's like you were kind of nervous coming into this, and it's like there's nothing to be nervous about. It's just to hang out.
I mean,
the show can be whatever we want it to be. So, but yeah. But we do want to get some business taken care of. We want to let people know, we got some bunch of big shows coming up. You're playing with a guy, Junior Brown, on January 18th over at the Old Rock House.
Yep.
So that'll be a pretty big one.
That'll be a fun show. Yeah. I love the Old Rock House. The sound there is just, it's such a treat.
Yeah. I like that balcony too. It's fun to kind of like look down at the fans.
Yeah. I've seen some of like my favorite acts there too.
Yeah. And Junior puts on a great show. That's gonna be a lot of fun. I think that's a little earlier too, right?
Isn't it?
8 p.m.
Yeah, we start at 8. I think doors are at 7. So
that's a Wednesday night show though.
Everyone out in listener land. Early. And then you can do your homework or whatever afterwards. I don't know what people
do. You can do your homework on the boat.
You can do yeah.
You can do it on the boat. Well,
And then on the 27th of January at Stagger Inn with Old Capital and Nick Gussman.
Yep, that'll be a good one. Stagger Inn's always fun. I love Old Capital and I love Nick Gussman.
Yeah. And then another February 4th, you're doing an EMAP event with Kevin.
Yeah, right? Which is awesome. He's been doing so good with those things. He's just a good guy.
For sure.
All proceeds benefit the World Bird Sanctuary. All
right.
Yeah, where is it at? The what center?
The Kranzberg.
Kranzberg.
And, yes, and I love Midtown. I haven't been there since we moved.
I sat with
nostalgia.
I sat with Kevin and Jake Manis about a while back for their for the last
kickoff one.
Yeah, the EMAP event. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the that was for the Prairie Prairie Fest they did. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, they've been Kevin's been doing a lot of great work for the for everything around town and supporting all that. So yeah, definitely check it out. I think EMAP's got a Facebook page and all that fun stuff, so get on, get involved, and help out your Missouri Prairie and the Wild Bird Sanctuary.
Totally.
Yeah.
And enjoy some good music.
Oh, yeah.
Art.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. So, like I said, we have the EP, the first EPs out there, but we're gearing up for some brand new tunes. Coming to you for 2017.
Yes, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so we you guys been recording for with Zach Gibbons,
mm-hmm.
another friend of the show, and you guys did a little recording at Gaslight, which is a sponsor of the show, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
But so how was recording at Gaslight, and you also did, you said you were part of it at Loud House.
Yeah. So we had 5 tracks done at Loud House, and we just lost track of time, and we had 5 more songs written and ready to go. So we were kind of saving it to do it at Gaslight because we'd heard that all about it, you know, just hadn't been. And I'm glad we did. It's a really cool space. I'm really excited about how the way things are turning out.
Do you guys like track it there and stuff, like, or did you guys all do it kind of live in the room together? And
we recorded it live at Gaslight, all the instruments.
Yeah,
but then there's layers of overdubbed
right
instruments as well, and there's a couple guests on the album. Chris Kepley is playing the trumpet on a track, and Dylan Doty's playing keyboards on a couple tracks that we did at Gaslight as well.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's a great live room for, you know, to be able to get a full band live recording kind of thing like that, and a nice room for that stuff. And it's a really unique experience, I think, as a fan to be able to watch, you know, coming in and actually watch you guys record in the studio too. And,
oh, totally. No background tests required.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find a studio too where, well, we had Sean going on that too at the same time, right? Wasn't it the 4 of us tracking at Gaslight, or did, because Simon played bass and we were in the same room and you were doing either pedal steel or guitar too. It's just really hard to find a studio that has the capabilities to do mm-hmm. all that, you know. It's kind of your buddy's basement's one thing, but
right.
you know, an actual studio where you can really listen and have a little mix in that really makes a difference, and you know, you can hear that on the track too, as opposed to like when we're doing it at Zach's place. I think I just played along to a scratch track that Kara laid down, and then we just built everything piece by piece from there. And it sounds good, but mm-hmm. you know, what we did at the studio was a little bit more, there was some bleed, and you could really kind of hear people playing off of each other and that, which is nice, you know, something that you kind of look for in a record. So
yeah definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of that, like a lot of those older, you know, recordings and stuff, like where you could tell they were there was, you know, just jamming in a room together, and then sometimes there's little imperfections and things, but it's just a live, you know, you can tell it's a live just recording and stuff, so it sounds cool to me. But,
totally,
right.
I'm a big sucker for live records, too.
Yeah.
I'd, you know, rather listen to a live record than a studio one, if you can try and make that happen, you know, as your actual finished product, then kind of kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Mm-hmm. You know? Isn't that the point? You can't go to the show, but you want to take the tunes home with you. So why not try and take as much of the experience as you possibly can,
yeah,
you know, in the 88 minutes or whatever a CD gives you now. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you, you haven't been over to Gaslight, check that out, GaslightSTL.com.
Not to mention their tacos are so good.
Yeah.
Oh, and that tequila drink, too. I
So yeah, we're thinking shooting for maybe late spring, something
yeah, like we're thinking, we're hoping by May.
Yeah.
Do some kind of CD release then, and I mean, it'll be a full-length album, which is crazy, and it's obviously going to take more time, but yeah, we're shooting for May.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good time.
We want money for mastering, so come to the shows so we can pay to master.
We'll just put that on our tip jar.
Right.
Money for mastering,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, there you go. Master monies.
Yeah. Well, you want to play one of those songs?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like on Comedy Bang Bang when they pull the guitar out from behind the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Oh, I couldn't. Oh,
Oh yeah.
Okay. What song should I play? Settle In?
Yeah, let's start with that one.
Alright, let's see if I can do this. My voice has been crazy. I'm gonna drink some tea. It's gonna be weird with you guys sitting here and knowing the song but not playing it.
Wants to clap along or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's gonna get the dogs excited.
No matter when or where I go, I always wind up back at home. It's all the same old show I've known and seen. Still went by in its routine. Staying in one place too long, people say it's strange and wrong. For the woman God made me. And he's asleep. I'm comfortable here, and that's okay. If I ever get too tired, then I'll leave. Find a place where you can be. Throw your anchor to the sea. Settle in, 'cause it's a long, long life after this. Well, if there ever comes a day myself so far away, I know I'll miss my friends and family, 'cause there's not much left here in this life that can build you up and won't bleed you dry. Might as well stand by the ones who love me. Settle in.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm, like, struggling.
Well, I mean, they can't really clap. That's, like, the most they can do.
Yeah. They're just cheering for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that, so that'll be on the new record.
Yeah, it's settle out. In. Yep.
Sounded great. Any stories behind that one?
That one is just kind of like a general message, just to say, like, be comfortable where you are, you know?
Right.
You don't have to do and be and somebody that you're not, just be happy with what you have and where you are.
Is it gonna, how do we do on for the studio version? Is it got a little more instrumentation?
Yeah, definitely. We have, well, it's full band, and then we have, do we go with the organ on that?
We have a Rhodes piano and an organ on there, too.
Yeah.
And so then, it's a lot more going on.
Yeah. Very cool. So I like to throw your picture up on Facebook and promote your appearance. And I invite fans and friends to ask some questions. And pretretty much exactly what we got. We got a bunch of friends leaving some silly questions.
Zach Sloan.
Yeah. old Zach Squatch writes in and he wants to know, whose fashion sense inspires her more, that chick from Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks?
I just think Zach Sloan's, like, inquiring about fashion sense.
Well, I thought of, and reminded me of that, because I see you have your, Fleetwood Mac record right over there.
Yep.
So, do you draw a lot of,
I love Stevie Nicks.
Yeah?
Yep, I'll name my firstborn Stevie, no matter what gender.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll name them non-gender, whatever. Oh no, sorry. That's way off topic.
Yeah, Zach, he set in on the Old Souls Revival one and just cracked me up. He's a goofy guy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Even though he has, like, no relation to this band, we should have just invited him.
Sure. Yeah. And then Zach Gibbons writes in, marry, fuck, kill, Oscar the Grouch, Snuffleupagus, and Big Bird.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know. That's a hard one.
These are the tough-hitting questions.
I don't know.
You couldn't marry Big Bird because he's crazy.
Yeah.
And sees things that aren't there.
Really? I don't really remember his character.
Well, it was irresponsible.
You couldn't...
That goddamn bird always fucking shit up, it seems like.
Yeah. I don't know. That might be a good match for me.
Man.
You couldn't do any of those things to Snuffleupagus because he doesn't exist.
Oh, now we're getting all meta.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Why does he not exist? Whose figment of a match? I, like, forgot what Sesame Street was.
Only Big Bird can see him.
Really?
Yeah. So you do anything with Big Bird, you kind of, it's like a package deal. you get Snuffleupagus anyway.
Because he's getting his drugs from Oscar.
So obviously,
probably.
Yeah. So you got to keep Oscar alive.
Yeah, yeah.
To get some Big Bird.
Get it together, Grouch.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I would just fuck all three of them.
I was gonna say Oscar's already just kind of fucked in general, like, in a trash can. So, is there any work that needs to be done there? Yeah.
I always think of that. We were talking a lot of comedy earlier. That
the Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Chappelle.
I know,
yeah.
Like, oh my god, the one with Q-Tip. Yeah. He shows up at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. He has a whole thing in his special too, and about like how. You know, like, how they were, like, so mean to him and stuff, how, like, the whole Oscar the Grouch and stuff, and, like, how this, like, and how, I don't know, just all that stuff. He's like, bitch, I'm living in a fucking trash can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, I think we have any more? Let's see. Oh, Nathan writes in, does she remember working at Subway?
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah? Was that your first job, or?
No.
No?
That was, like, my sixth job. I've had a lot of jobs.
Yeah? Remember your very first job?
Yeah, my very first job was at Marshall's department store.
Yeah?
And they put on my time sheet that I could leave at 9:45, but I guess you still had to, like, get the manager's approval to leave, and so I'm, like, packing up, getting ready to leave, and, like, the doors are locked, and so I couldn't get out, and everyone else is, like, still there. Oh, God, that was the weirdest experience. I don't know.
Got locked inside work?
Yeah, well, okay, this is not a good story, and I don't know why I started telling it, but it's just, like, realizing that you have a job, I don't know, being that young and having a job. You just really have no idea what you're doing.
You right. can't just leave at 9:45.
You can't just leave. No, you have to, like, get approval. All
right.
Now I know that. Everything's about approval. The moral of the story, gotta get approval.
How about you, Adam?
My first job was at Toys R Us.
Oh, nice.
And one time they made me work a 10-hour day. I couldn't take a lunch break because it was just so busy. It was like Black Friday or something. Oh, so I went back to the area where, like, the baby cribs were. I took a nap.
Nice! Baby cribs. Out on the floor.
Yeah.
So we have very strong work ethic.
Yeah, well, you've always been an artist, whether it be sandwich or guitarist or whatever.
Scotty's first job was at an investment firm.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Wall Street was a pain in the ass in 89. My first job when I was, like, really little, on my dad's side of the family, they were all auctioneers. And they still handwrite, like, all the sale bills, like, whenever somebody buys something. And it was my job to take those from the person clerking and run them up to the front desk so they could tear them up and, like, file them. And, you know, when you went up with your number and we could just see what you bought and pay and all that. So I'd just be like this little kid just hauling ass with this fucking sheet, just thinking I had, like, the most important job ever.
Right.
And I think I got paid, like, I don't know, $5 or something like that. But I did it a lot. You know, count that as my first job.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, I don't know, it could have been worse. Child labor laws just
weren't an
issue
illegal.
In the 90s, you know.
Straight up illegal.
I know, so illegal. I'm ratting out the fam now on this podcast. Yeah. Now it's all computerized. Goddamn internet.
My first job was at Schnucks bagging groceries. I always thought it'd be like, I like would help out, like, whenever we were grocery shopping, and I was like, not too bad a gig. When I started doing
put
it,
the
I'm
eggs
like,
on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the number one rule.
Yeah. And then I started doing it, and I'm like, man, this sucks. I'm like, and then, like, the worst part of it, like, being a taller guy, like, they gave me a uniform shirt and, like, it's too short, and they, like, were sticklers on it being tucked in.
Oh, no.
And, like, every time I, like, would bend over to get more bags out, like, my shirt tail comes untucked, and they'd be like, hey, you need to tuck your shirt in, and I'm like, give me a shirt to fit.
Yeah.
Like, so.
They're going to give you pants right. Or, like, the belt came up your arm or something. Yeah.
There's just one lady always ready there.
Yeah.
Ready for you to bend over so she can say it.
Right.
That's Gladys. Yeah. It's been her job since
the
branch opened. Yeah. Yeah, she just wanders around.
Tuck your shirt in. I imagine she was a smoker.
Yeah.
Tuck your shirt in.
She's the only one that's allowed to smoke in the Schnucks. Any Schnucks, she has a pass.
No,
tuck your shirt in.
I'm looking for discounts on cigarettes.
Yeah. By the way, we're on a Virginia Slim.
Bought the last carton.
New York all of a sudden?
She has an East Coast.
You guys watch Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
As I was thinking of that voice that...
Oh, my God.
Wazowski.
Yeah. What's her name? Edith?
Oh,
I think, or something.
I have no idea.
We had a really crappy printer at School of Rock for a while, and somebody printed out, like, the one time at work, printed out a picture of her and stuck it on there, and I can't remember. I think that was her name, but we just, like,
Edith's
screwed up again. She's, you know, slacking on the job.
Yeah. That's what I named my dog after.
Yeah.
After Monsters, Inc.
After Edith.
She's a little monster.
Yeah, well, you want to do another live one on here?
Sure.
You feel like doing that other one?
What was the other one I was going to do? Oh, yeah. Maybe this one will be better. I was, like, way too nervous for the last one.
The one that won't put Edie to sleep.
I know, and they're too cute. Too distracting. All right, so this is a song called Past My Prime. Adam, don't look at me. No, I think a lot of this album, like, has been me struggling with getting older and having, I mean, this is a big year, 26, off my parents' insurance, and having to figure all that stuff out and just, I don't know. I mean, obviously, as you get older, you realize different things every day, but this is song about, I don't know, being scared I'm past my prime. Okay. All right. It's not that I am tired, it's just that everything I love, it doesn't keep me hanging on like it used to. Try to write it off as a sign from up above. It's telling me that I am tough and I can't push through. But I know better, and it's not fair that I can't convince myself so easily of something that isn't there now that I'm older. It's harder to tell myself I'll be alright just doing what I do. And now they're saying it's my time to give in to all that I've ignored and tried avoiding all these years, to never live inside a box with stacks of paper up to my ears, 'cause I know better and it's not fair that I can't convince them oh so easily that my soul will die in there now that I'm older. It's harder to tell them oh I'll be alright just doing what I do. We all can't sleep so easily out of worry and utter fear that we all get older. And well, it's harder to realize what we're doing here is all that we'll ever do. Ooh.
good to meet.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I was afraid to clap and the dogs would.
The wind chimes are in the same key as that song.
They chimed in. Oh, that's right. I've been waiting on that one.
Is that why they call them that? I'm just kidding.
Wikipedia.
So, like I said, that's also going to appear on the new record. And do we have a... Do you have ideas for a name for the record yet, or?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna name it after the title track fires out.
Yeah. Right on. Very cool. So I was thinking, maybe when we're gearing up to release this and we have a release party and stuff, who would you know, theoretically or hypothetically would you like to have a play your release party?
Man. If I could just do the same lineup as my first release party. Yeah. Like, we have the Redhead Strangers. I love the Redhead Strangers.
Yeah.
And Old Capitol, Square Dance Club, and Miss Mollison's.
Yeah.
But probably Old Capitol. I'm definitely going to ask those guys. I love them.
Sure. Yeah.
I was thinking, like, Van Morrison.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ghost of Prince.
Yeah.
The Ghost of Prince.
We're
going to have a seance on stage and Forest Time.
Run DMC.
Yeah, right.
Get the,
all our favorite artists.
Get the...
Garth Brooks.
Texas Tornadoes.
Garth Brooks has Chris Gaines.
Both Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines.
That's going to be a battle, though. We're just having them on the fight.
The battle to play the release show.
Yeah, right. It'll be held at the athletic club.
We'll get them all in a battle of the bands. And
yeah, there we go.
And whoever wins can open the release show.
Oh, how ridiculous would that be? You know who would win? Like, goddamn Metallica or something.
Metallica would win.
Yeah.
That'd
be unfortunate.
I just shared their episode on my Facebook, but it was... Metallica just did a Nerdist podcast, and
really, Hardwick's.
Yeah, and which I'm a big fan of Nerdist podcast and Metallica, and I was thinking, like, man, that's cool, like that even Metallica does podcast.
No, yeah.
So I was like, it gives me hope that maybe someday they'll do my show, and you know, so I was like,
we'll make that happen.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, prospect.
Excuse me.
I know, this is like the... Well, I was going to say, this is the season of the cold, clearly.
Season of cold?
But literally, everyone's been so sick. I'm just like, it's the worst for us singer types.
Tis the season.
Yeah, right.
It's
just so dry, too.
Right. Yeah. So we got a bunch of shows coming up. Junior Brown, Old Rock House on the 18th, Stagger Inn. I actually never been over to Stagger Inn. I need to probably make that happen here soon.
Yeah, it's a really cool place.
Yeah, it's a fun spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they...
It's a little trek.
It's a drive, yeah.
Well, where do you live?
I live in Wentzville, so I'm like...
Oh, it's like an hour.
Yeah, so... but I know they've been doing a lot to support live, original, local music and... A lot of my friends play over there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Les Gruff used to do that gig a lot. I think they're going back over, but yeah. You play like all night, and it's fun. When
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, good people there. Yeah.
Good food, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, good kitchen.
And then,
I always think about food.
Sound sucked. Everybody sucked. Food, delicious.
Yeah. Dirty little.
Yeah. Why are you playing at a Taco Bell anyway? I don't know.
Free food.
Yeah, right. They paid us in cinnamon twists.
I've talked to you know, a lot of these groups about touring and different stuff, and it's like that would be you know, the perk for me if I ever got to tour in a band or do something like that, would be just to go around eating all the food and stuff. We'd go to all the different pizza places and stuff, and try to get as try to sample all the different things around the world. Because
as many pizzas as possible.
Yeah, food is very important to me as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Food, pizza and tacos. I can, you know, if I find a good taco place.
Making tacos tonight.
There we go.
You
want
to just stay?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do this podcast all night.
Yeah.
Dude, that's it.
You guys, you thinking with the new record doing some touring or...
Yeah, we purchased a van, so we better use it.
It's a sweet van.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet. Yeah. We got some good use out of it this summer.
It's a 72 sheepdog.
Good time.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, we definitely talk about it. We want to hit like a weekend a month and do like a college town, big mm-hmm. city, you know, like your Columbia, Kansas City, or I don't know. We've thought about it a little bit, but.
Well, sure. And then of course, being here in the middle of the map, I think it's St. Louis is pretty ideal to tour out of, and especially for those weekend runs like that.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to tour
right.
out of.
Yeah.
I toured out of Texas for 5 years. This is so much easier than only like near every
sure
yeah it's great
I mean the coasts are a little difficult but here is stuff. I mean, you hit Chicago, Nashville, Kansas City, whatever
mm-hmm.
A short drive so.
Yeah, I would like to even just hit Nashville like once a month, you know what I mean, just like work your way up mm-hmm. to where you can actually play in a venue. because oh man, I love it down there.
Yeah,
you East could, Coast isn't too far away, really. I don't know.
What is? Well,
East Coast isn't too terribly far away. You know?
Yeah.
You get down there, do some of those songwriter rounds or anything?
That's like a dream. But we looked into the Bluebird Cafe a little bit, but it's just nearly impossible getting in there. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that.
Sure. I met...
I gotta know people.
Yeah. They did a... they did a tour. Willie Nelson's Country Throwdown Tour. And then they had a Bluebird Cafe sponsored, like, a songwriter's tent at the tour. And I met a bunch of great songwriters there. Brent Cobb, Channing Wilson, and Rose Falcon. And I don't know, it was just really cool to... Even in like there's all this, you know, big country stars over here, but like I really enjoy just sitting in the tent with them and like watching them play on sitting on a stool playing acoustic guitar. And,
yeah,
the guy's name is Rose Falcon.
What's a girl named Rose Falcon?
Named Rose Falcon. Rose. That is the most badass name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she
trains falcons.
Well, I thought was really cool was she wrote a song called Vinyl. And, you know, and I liked the message of the song. There's a lot I could, being a fan of vinyl and stuff, there's a lot I could relate to in the song. But it was kind of like this, the story of like, you know, they're kind of older spirits. They belong on vinyl kind of thing. Like their relationship in the song and stuff. And there's a lot of references to, you know, older things, obviously from 60s and 70s but anyway, I was like, this is a great song, and she didn't have a record out or anything, and then she's like, well, I can email it to you or whatever, and I was like, all right, so she sent me like just a demo recording of it that she had.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
I was like, it's really, you know, it was really neat to already establish like a connection there.
Definitely.
And stuff, like where it's kind of hard to build those relationships like that with some of the bigger artists and things, but... You know, we have that connection in a small, intimate setting with us singer-songwriters and stuff. And
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, see, I just feel like I get so intimidated so easily, and I just feel like I'm not good enough. You know, I'm constantly feeling that. I feel like everybody does, and I need to just get over it. But that would just, like, intimidate me so much, being down there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
I'm bad at like making relationships.
I mean,
except for with dogs.
Sure.
I'm good at making relationships with dogs.
I'm just
kind of
king of that right now.
Yeah, I think you know, doing a lot of these, you know, like I said, you meet all these different a lot of different personality types and stuff, and but there's a lot of people like you, though, that you're not alone there. Whether people that are nervous about it, but they get on stage and like kind of come to life then, like with a guitar in their hands, yeah, or whatever it is, and it's like, it's just kind of crazy how that, like, that
it
switch
is.
Flips
it
and
is.
Stuff like. So, but yeah, no, it's I think it's something to definitely get over. I think you don't have to worry about not being good enough. these are great songs, and you got some great players with you, and these are some.
This just turned into a therapy session.
Yeah,
for me.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
I'm excited to hear this new record, and excited for everybody else to hear it. And so, yeah, we got to. Jeez. Man, I'm dying over here.
I know. Is it my house? Probably all the.
Probably.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know where we are, we're in a room completely covered by black mold.
In this dank basement.
Which is pretty much every basement in
this. Most basements are dank.
Yeah.
I could describe as
well,
dank.
Especially.
I've never heard that as a description besides, like.
Dank?
For pot.
That's how you know the difference between basement pot.
It doesn't necessarily mean, like, good. It means dark and wet.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I
mold,
I got
friendly.
That.
Yeah.
Well, we guess, keep an eye out. May, sometime, maybe?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. I mean, just keep an eye out on our Facebook. We usually post on our band page or on my personal Facebook, I always post. And then, yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely.
CareLouiseBand.com.
CareLouiseBand.com. Yeah. We've got, we usually put some stuff up on, I don't know, Bandcamp.
Sure. Well, then, I have
Google.
You can pull up one of them Google searches on us.
Pull up a Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, right. Yahooligans, if you're under 12.
Ask Jeeves first.
Install a couple toolbars. Yeah. And you'll find us.
Yep, yeah, there you go. The Carol Louise Band toolbar, only for Chrome. It just makes everything slower, but you can, like, listen to some songs randomly. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get a picture of Gertie, just, like, staring you down every time you pop up a new window.
All right. I have a Spotify playlist for the show called Rock Paper Podcast Favorites, and I added a couple from the EP on there. So
cool.
Thank you. So anybody that wants to follow along, I've been about 2 or 3 songs from every guest on the show. So try to another way to promote more music and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. Those are out there, and then of course. We like I said, we got new music coming, and you wanna play maybe a track from the EP or something, or close
sure.
it out with a song.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. Thank you.
Close. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.